refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Thursday, January 9th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Radu Cicogna. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark the Evangelist, chapter 13, verses 31 to 37, and chapter 14, verses 1 and 2.
The Lord said to his disciples, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels that are in heaven nor the Son, but the Father only. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. Just as a man, when he leaves his home to journey abroad, puts his servants in charge, to each his work, and gives orders to the porter to keep watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or early in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Now, it was 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. The chief priests and the scribe were seeking how they might seize him by stealth and put him to death. For they said, not on the feast, let there be a riot among the people."
Dear faithful, he's a saying that says, work like you never die and pray like you'll die tomorrow. Today's pericope encourages us to be attentive because we don't know the hour that God the Father is choosing for the end of the world. The hour that God the Father is choosing for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't know even the end of our life here on earth. That does not belong to us to decide, does not belong to angels to decide, does not belong even to the Son to decide, but belongs to God the Father and Creator of all things. What that means? That the Son doesn't know? It rather means that it is not his place to say, even if he knows, when the end is coming. Because the attribute of Creator in the Holy Trinity belongs only to the Father. How we have to react to this verse? Should we have to be fearful? Should we have to be scared? No, we have to be prepared. We have to confess. We have to pray. And we have to have good relationships with those around us. Preparation means, in this matter, taking action on two directions: my relationship with God and my relationship with the fellow man.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio.
Today's meditation was offered by Father Radu Cicogna. Reader, Connie McAdams. Announcer, Raul Bota.
Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings. Reader, Connie McAdams.